You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning, it is 20th of June 2018 and pullout was the favorite catchword summing up yesterday's events. And despite a lot of trigger for adult jokes out there, we will skip right to the day's editorial to know about the major withdrawals not only in India but also around the world. Well, the election year is near. And things are now being called off, not sure if you heard, but given that certain parties were unwilling to take the burden of the high costs involved in running it and to reformulate a more robust policy to develop some muscles to make it fit enough to be sold, the sale of Air India has been called off. According to Live Mint, the government has put the Air India privatization on deep freeze, citing the tough environment for the aviation industry, weeks after its attempt to sell the national airline flopped. The move may force the government to continue infusing capital to sustain the money-losing airline. It will also make the government's target to garner rupees 80,000 crore through disinvestment in 2018-19 far more challenging. Well, at least Air India was far more lucky than the state of Kashmir, where the BJP crash-landed the flight being piloted by PDP's Mehbooba Mufti. Not because she did not want to take part in a fitness challenge, because honestly, no one has thrown a fitness challenge to her, Ram Madhav or Ajit Doval, principal architects for the failure of the Indian state in Kashmir and the current shit show that is going on out there, which no Sunny Deol, Ajay Devgan or Akshay Kumar movie will ever capture. After mass blinding of Kashmiris through the use of pellet guns at stone pelters on geared and guarded security forces, BJP, which had killed terrorism with the Brahmastra called demonetization, has ironically blamed the split to the rise in terrorism, violence and radicalization, and also because the fundamental rights of the citizens were under danger in the valley. This is as per the former national executive of the RSS and the current national general secretary of the BJP and the man in charge of Kashmir, Ram Madhav. That it was they along with the PDP that have helped Kashmir get here should not be ignored at all. For now, let us call it what it is, a masterstroke in running away from commitments and responsibilities. And we don't mean running away from one's wife. And yes, we agree that muscular presence and strategy is required in Kashmir. But before you think we mean 56-inch chest, do stop by and think for a moment that heart can be a muscle too, even if the brain isn't. For now, Jammu and Kashmir has been brought under governor's rule, and who knows what will happen there next. Well, while one leader threw soft Mehbooba under the bus to maintain his strongman image in the capital of India, Arvind Kejriwal has thankfully withdrawn his strike and will get back to work, hopefully not being barricaded by the bureaucrats so easily puppeteered by the strongman and his lieutenant governor Anil Baijal. On 11th June, the day Arvind Kejriwal started his protest, he accused the LG along with the Prime Minister's office of being the architect of a bureaucratic rebellion within the government of the national capital of Delhi. After lapsing the capital into crisis for an entire week, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Delhi Labour Minister Gopal Rai, who were still protesting at the LG residence on Tuesday, finally left the premises and are set to resume work at Delhi Secretariat. pullout wasn't just an Indian phenomena. It is all the rage internationally as well. The US is withdrawing from the United Nations Human Rights Council. The Trump administration announced yesterday, calling it a cesspool of political bias that targets Israel in particular while ignoring atrocities in other countries. While this would be funny if it weren't so dark, it has hardly been a week since Trump were all praises for despots and dictators like the North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Not to forget Syria, Myanmar, South Sudan and Saudi Arabia, which all have a terrible record of human rights. And how can we script Trump's own human rights record? The American administration's policy of forcibly separating young children from their parents and their cruel mistreatments of these immigrant families seeking asylum. And one just has to say the word Israel to define what trampling human rights is. If this isn't sheer hypocrisy, then we may need a new Oxford Dictionary. Well, at least the US can't play the big brother anymore and will not play the role model of moral authority, which it has never been, but at least it did give a semblance of being one. And on to sports news, where by now you may have already heard or seen about the rise of the Senegal team and Japan becoming the first Asian team to beat a Latin American team. So what if it was a 10-man team of Colombia? A single player can only do so much, as we saw Salah failing to fire up for Egypt in the last game. But another big sporting news was perhaps occurring in the home of football and also cricket. England, where the host nation playing against Australia got a new record for highest number of runs in an one-day international match with a total of 481 runs, bettering their own record, the highest total of 444 runs against Pakistan in 2016 at the same venue of Trent Bridge. And on to our next news, which is not so much about sport as about a sportsman, the former tennis champion Boris Becker, and the suspense, or should we say confusion, around his claim that he holds a diplomatic status on behalf of the Central African Republic. Last week, he asserted in London that his appointment as a diplomat by the CAR gave him protection from legal action in a bankruptcy case. The 3-time Wimbledon champion is asserting diplomatic immunity under the Vienna Convention in his bankruptcy proceedings and provided a High Court judge with a letter from the CAR embassy in Brussels stating that he's an attaché for sports, humanitarian and cultural affairs in the European Union. However, a diplomatic passport requires the signature of the country's foreign minister. Charles Amel Duben, who is the foreign minister, claimed to Reuters that the version he has seen is a clumsy fake, adding that the signature on the passport was not even his. He claimed the document serial number corresponded to one of a batch of passports stolen in 2014 and that the role Becker claims to occupy as a roving attaché does not exist. Mr. Duben said that the government is launching an inquiry into who issued the passport to Becker. And for our last story, we go all the way to Latin America, and it's not related to football, but about a man from the small village of Santa Teresa in Paraguay at the border of Brazil, an area hotly disputed between a number of drug gangs. The man in question, a 20-year-old Mr. Peña, was last seen leaving for the border. When he did not return for 3 days, his family assumed he had met with trouble compounded by police finding a charred body, assuming it was him. To everyone's horror and of course relief, Mr. Penayo returned unscathed during the wake in the village being held to mourn his death. And that is all from us for today. We will be back tomorrow along with political stretches and asanas on Yoga Day. Have a productive day ahead. Goodbye from takeapart.in.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.